Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgalicious definition make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons for delicious. But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot. So delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock. So delicious. They want a taste of what I got. For delicious.
Hey everybody, this is Calvin and welcome to the Purple House. We have two interesting topics tonight, but as usual, we have the same panel tonight. We have Tracy.
That's what's up. Oh, you're doing so well.
We have Thomas.
Hey, DJ Thomas.
And I think we have Gator.
Gator, where you at? Where you at? Right there. There you go. There you go. He coming on back. He was out of town, but he came on back. Pulled on the balls before they got snatched. That's what I'm talking about. So what's our topics, my love?
So like I said, we have two interesting topics tonight. The first topic is going to be, is it healthy to stay friends with your ex? And the second topic is going to be, why is trust so important?
I ain't going to lie, y'all. I think both of these are going to be really, really good topics because, like, I don't think it's a problem to have a relationship with your ex after y'all...
Well,
personal relationship is over. I mean, if you can, if you can do it.
People don't know how to separate the two.
Well, it's funny you guys should say that, but I think there was a study, and mm-hmm. It shows that 60% of people remain friends with their ex.
Oh wow!
But just because you remain friends with your ex, does that make it healthy? I mean, me personally, I was in a relationship for 11 years, and we remained friends after, but I noticed that he would do stuff to piss me off, and stuff that shouldn't have let bother me, or he would say stuff to me that he shouldn't have said, and it's just like, what goes on in his life still affects me in some kind of way, and mm-hmm. that's because, I mean, granted, we've known each other for 20-some-odd years.
Right.
But still, you know, we were best friends before we dated. And so I was under the impression, we both were actually, that being friends after we broke up, that would work. But mm-hmm. after a discussion I had with him today, and something that's been on my mind for some time, I don't think that remaining friends is actually that great at all. What about you, Tracy?
I don't know. Okay, now this is the thing. Like, I totally can feel where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. But based on my past experiences and my past relationships, I can say at least 80% of the guys that I was in full committed relationships, I am still friends with.
Okay.
And have tried to remain friends due to the fact that for some strange reason, when they left, they came back. Did they come back because I was good to them? I don't know. Did they come back because they needed something? I don't know. That could be the case too. But my last relationship, I thought would have been the answer to everything. Mm-hmm. Because I did put love first and sacrifice everything else for the first time in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I gave up my house, my friends, where I lived, my city. You know what I'm saying? To find love. And I posted on my Facebook status was that I took the leap of faith, mm-hmm. and I hope he catches me. You see what I'm saying?
Did he catch you?
Yeah, but Our relationship became rocky when we came back down here to New Orleans because I had already started this podcast and it started to grow right. with me, and it made me something more. And I loved it a lot because it was something that I created and didn't think that it would get this big. And I can understand where my partner was at the time, you know, because he lived such a closed-in life. And unfortunately for me, I'm not a closed-in person, right. you know what I'm saying? And our relationship didn't work because of that. Because, like, because of the podcast, I had to learn to be okay with myself and live my life openly through social media. So those people would listen to me, would understand that I'm just like them and I go through problems just like them. And he wanted to live his life privately. And I understand that, but we bumped heads at that spot.
Right, okay.
So when I left, because of our differences, now, I mean, at first it was really, really bad. It was really bad. But now, because we understood each other and we did both decide to disagree on that situation, that now we're more friends. Like, he can call and ask for money. I can call him, you know, and ask for money and things as well. You know, we communicate more now. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And it's not the drama. And it's not about what I'm doing out there. And if he doesn't understand, I really hope he does understand that I still do love him and have love for him. You know what I'm saying? And in my heart, I feel the same way as well. You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes down to a relationship, y'all had to have some type of a friendship to begin with. There had to have some liking with one another
right.
to get y'all to notice the extra stuff that y'all noticed in each other to start y'all relationship in the first place. You know, just because you meet someone and have sex on Grindr, you don't get that friendship and that bond to say, oh, well, I want to make that my boyfriend. I've been down that road. It doesn't work, people.
Although there are so many people who think that, oh, because you hook up with somebody on Grindr and you have that good sex and you hit it off that first time, that's a potential mate. I don't think Grindr, Jack, Scruff, any of those apps are, you know, ways to find somebody you want to spend your life with, because it's a hookup app. I mean, don't get me wrong, there could be that one lucky person or lucky people who find true love from there, but ultimately it's a hookup app, and that's what I think a lot of people use it for.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I do think it is a hookup app. I'm not going to lie. But sometimes it doesn't always lead to sex.
Right.
At the same time, it could totally lead to a great friendship. I've met a couple of nice guys on Grindr and on Tinder and on MeetMe that really turned out to be great friends. And we didn't have sex, such as Thomas.
Speaking of Thomas, let's get Thomas's in. How Thomas feels about this topic. Do you think you could be friends with an ex?
I can be, but a lot of times they don't want to be friends with me.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. There's something wrong with me, man. People can't handle Thomas.
Now, you know, one thing that I can say, I've had those type of boys that would tell me, you know, well, look, you know, if we're going to break up, I can't be friends with you. I don't understand how that could be, but I think it's because they don't want to see me with nobody else mm-hmm. and know that the things that I did for them,
right.
I'll be doing for somebody else. So that could be the thing, too. Mm-hmm. What's up, Gator? Where you at? Oh, he don't know. Right now,
he ain't swimming in the swamp.
He's somewhere in his mind.
Well, there was two studies conducted by a psychologist by the name of Lindsay Rodriguez.
Lindsay Rodriguez?
Mm-hmm. And she says that she does not think it's, cool, does not think it's healthy to stay friends with your ex. Because staying friends with your ex, after breakup, you're supposed to have time to yourself to recoup, to see what you want out of life and what have you. But by being friends with your ex, it prevents you from doing that because, one, you're probably still caught up on your ex. Number two, you're probably trying to figure out if he's dating somebody, if he or she is dating somebody, and if so, who that person is, what that person has that you don't, and other issues like that.
I don't feel that. I really don't personally agree with that because I watched this preacher. Some of y'all may know him. I'm gonna put his name out there. T.D. Jakes.
Yeah.
He did something on Facebook which made a lot of sense. See, in life, we have to be like the sign that the Oracle told Neo what it meant in the Matrix. We have to know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know who you are. And you do, yes, you do after a relationship, you do need to take the time out for yourself.
Exactly.
To not beat yourself down, but to get the experience that you needed to get from that relationship so you can move on. And one thing T.D. Jakes said, that what happens with a lot of people is that when they are in relationships or when they are married, when you get that divorce from them, not only do you need to divorce yourself from that person, but you also have to divorce yourself from that spirit so you don't take on those problems and those situations from your past relationships onto your next relationships.
Right.
So you don't have that second guess in the back of your head, oh, well, this motherfucker doing what my ex did. Why they out there and I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be okay with yourself. And that's where the growth, you know, comes in. So that's why I kind of like totally disagree with what she was saying right now. What about you?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah.
I mean, well, honestly, at one point, there was a time when I felt that, you know, that being friends with your ex is possible. Because for a long time, I was friends with my ex. I mean, like I said, we've known each other for 20 some odd years. We were together for 11, and we've been broken up now for, I want to say, two, almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. And in that time, you know, we still kept in touch. We did have a couple of moments where we wound up being friends with benefits.
See, that's the problem.
But that too, I think.
See, the friends with benefits part makes things bad. But being
everything.
Friends, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, the fact, like I said before, that we were friends before we started to date,
mm-hmm.
That was a very good thing because it did help us maintain communication after our breakup. But I found that with him constantly, what I felt was throwing his new relationship in my face. To me, that was a slap in the face, and I didn't appreciate it. You know, you send me videos of you and your new person doing certain things, asking me, what do you think about that?
But that's the part where you have to, like, not allow it to get you in that realm. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I say not only do you have to divorce them, but you have to divorce that relationship. But you guys, we will be right back with the Purple House because Gator's phone ringing and he might have to answer that. We'll be right back. Thomas, give us some music. Thank you.
He got mad, so I had drinks. No, I'm not walking around in circles worried about what he thinks. Out with my friend, drinking a drink. I love some girls with bartenders, so all the drinks are free.
Hey, this is Calvin, and you're listening to The Purple House on Anchor FM.
Welcome back to the Purple House, y'all. This is Tracy Alexander. I got the panel sitting here. My boy Gator is out like a light. He couldn't hang with us. He is fucked up. Before we get started with the rest of our topic about relationships with our exes, I want to say we have to totally postpone our interview with Zay. I got to meet him like one-on-one personally, and he was kind of cool as fuck.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, you could imagine.
I could imagine. Yeah. Yes, I could.
I bet. But he will be here tomorrow. He will be here tomorrow. Say, bro, your phone. Your phone, we on the air. We on the air. Your phone home. It's ringing while we on the air. Y'all, let's Gator. He just woke up. Gator, say hey, bro. Sir.
Yeah, who?
Hey, say hello to the America.
America.
Well, he's sleepy, y'all. He is on sleepy time right now.
Today.
He had a rough day. They said that when you're a stripper these days. But anyway, y'all, back to what I was saying. Up-and-coming artist Zay will be here tomorrow. He has some music that's coming out, but he wants to come with his own original track instead of doing his mixtapes. And we're going to get up close and personal with him. So make sure y'all check that out tomorrow on The Purple House. But we can totally get back to our topic. So let's go ahead and continue about this friends after the relationship is over. I mean, like I said, y'all, my thing is, I think we can totally be friends. My mom, she's been friends with her divorcees, you know, and everything has went well. My stepdad, he's like friends with her for divorcees, you know.
Okay.
It has always remained something mutual, you know.
So you said her boyfriends are cool with her divorcees?
No, my stepdad.
Your stepdad
is cool with her divorcees.
That's good that you brought that up, because I was going to say being friends with your ex could possibly be problematic for a new relationship, because your new person in your life, your new boyfriend, your new girlfriend might have a problem with you being friends with somebody who you used to date. Because I guess it's going to be that fear that, oh my gosh, they could run back to that person. If me and this person, like, let's say for instance, you and I dated, Tracy. Okay.
That'd be so high. They couldn't
you
take
and I
us.
Dated, and then we broke up.
Oh, no.
And then you started dating Thomas.
Oh,
but
no.
But we were still friends, you and I.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm coming smack.
But then Thomas would get upset because you and I are still friends.
Yeah, because she's always talking about your ass. You want to hear? I don't want to hear her talk about her ex-boyfriend.
See? And I think
she
that's
on my nerve.
And I think that's where the problem comes in. If you constantly compare present boyfriend to your past boyfriend or whatever...
I don't think it's a comparison.
Well, my
you
ex,
know what I'm saying?
My
like,
ex used to do that. He would compare me. He would compare, you know, and...
I mean, like, I don't know, like in my mind, it's like I got her. So if we establish that level of relationship, which goes into our second topic, mm-hmm. that trust has to be there, where I know if I'm with Thomas and you and Thomas dated, you know what I'm saying? Right. And y'all are friends now. I can sit at home and chill while Thomas go hang out with you and y'all friends.
See, and it,
because I have that trust.
Right.
And by me knowing who I am as a person.
But not everybody's like that.
Yeah.
Well, see, then that's when you have to work on you as a person.
See, I used to be that person who, when I was with my ex, he could go out and do whatever he wanted. And when I say do whatever he wanted, I mean hang out with his friends.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't until, I don't want to really go into our next topic again,
right.
But because of certain things that he did that I found out about, it kind of eroded that trust and made me start to second guess, well, what is he doing? Are they really just doing this? Or are they doing that? You know?
I mean, I can't help but to go into it, because like both of those topics kinda totally coincide with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like the thing about it is, trust builds friendships and relationships, and you know it can totally break friendships and relationships as well. You know, because
right.
You, like I said in the beginning, you have to know yourself. You have to know thyself. And it's not about you being confident into thinking that you're all that, you know.
Right.
But to know where you stand as a strong individual in your relationship, like I told you the other day, it's the difference between picking a key player up a key player and knowing that you're a key player.
Right.
And if you know who you are, then it doesn't matter who your partner is going hang with, going to the movies with, because when Andy stops eating the apple and eats the banana, you'll know it's a problem.
Right.
But it ain't on you, because you know what you were doing.
But like you said, you have to be a strong person.
Right.
Not everybody is strong. And it also depends on the type of relationship you're in. If you're in a type of relationship where a person is constantly making you feel less than what you know you are, less than, I don't want to say perfect, because no one's perfect, but he makes you feel less of a person, you know, by doing certain things or saying certain
things.
Like
trying to tear you down or something?
Yeah.
Well,
so
like,
if you're in a relationship like that, then it's...
I felt I was. But I had to, during that phase, I had to stop and reevaluate myself during that phase and assure myself of who I was as a person.
Right.
And who what my morals are as a person. Because I believe that in relationships, you can be talked down to so bad that it caused you to commit suicide or even worse. But you have to be strong in yourself to not allow that to get to you and know your own values and know your own worth. See, the thing about it with me was that it got to me at first. I won't lie. It got to me at first.
But that's only natural.
But then I had to step back and check myself and say, hey, Tracy, you forgot, baby, you are a bonus to anyone's life. Not just to my partner's life, to anyone's life. Which means that at the end of the day, if you remove me from that equation devalues, not me.
Right.
And you have to think like that. Because if you don't, those words will eat you up day after day after day till you start to believe in those things. And the reason why I can say that as an example, my cousin, she was in a relationship with a girl.
Okay.
And she did for Hurricane Katrina, they ended up moving away to Houston together, which means my cousin left the family to be with this girl in a whole nother state, which is just like I did. But while she was in Houston, she was being devalued every day. She was being talked down to every day. She was being verbally abused every day. Oh, you ain't nothing. You gonna always do this. You're gonna get fat and no one's gonna want you. Till it was a routine in her head that it brainwashed her to, you know what I'm saying? To start thinking, well, you know what? No one doesn't want me. Or I don't think that I deserve anything better. You know what I'm saying? You can't allow your spirit to get into your head to make you devalue yourself, because if the mind thinks it, the body follows.
Now, it's interesting because I used to be in, when I was in that 11-year relationship, I loved him to death, and to a certain extent, I still do love him. I mean, 20-some-odd years, of course, 11-year relationship. Of course, I'm going to have feelings for him.
Yeah.
But there were things
I never did 11 years. Thomas, you did 11 years?
I never did 11 years. The longest I did was 3.
And 3? You beat me. I did,
that's
too.
That's real. That's like, look, that's like...
My last relationship was Kim Kardashian. I did 6 months.
I don't do good with relationships.
But it was like there were things that I found myself doing in that relationship out of love for him, and thinking that those things would keep me, would keep him with me, you know? And it... We stayed together, like I said, for a while. And in the gay world, 11 years, that's like a lifetime.
Okay? Hell yeah.
And so
In a regular world, 11 years is like a lifetime. Shit.
Like, I did a lot of things. I allowed him to fuck other people. I allowed an open relationship. And that, it was actually my idea, actually, to have an open relationship because of the infidelity. I'd rather know who he's fucking.
Yeah, right.
Don't tell me.
You know, because at least I would know.
Don't tell me, and especially don't let me find out.
But where are we?
Don't tell me, and don't let me find out.
See, I feel different about that. I feel like, you know, that's why most marriages fail. Like, you know,
because
it gets old. Things get old after a while. You know, you play the same game for.
Well, I don't want to know.
It gets old.
I don't want to know.
Every day,
but the thing is, you don't want to know. Then that's fine. But some people.
And as long as there's that honesty, that you know, you do it, trust. I do it, and you, all you have to do is ask permission. You go to the bar with your significant other, and he comes up to you or she comes up to you, and say, hey, I like that dude. Can I go and fuck him?
Are you saying?
And then you ask permission, and they give you that permission. You should be able to go do it, and vice versa.
No.
So you just have to ask first and let your person know.
If you're with someone and they went out to have sex with someone else, you would rather not know? But what if they felt strongly enough, you know, they came to tell you, hey babe, you know, I did this, I did that. You would rather for them to keep that a secret than to tell you?
No, I'm not saying that it should be kept a secret. Mm-hmm. I'm saying don't tell me.
Okay, but that's still like keeping
a secret. Because they're,
well, call it what you want.
If they tell somebody else and somebody else tells you, then it's on.
It
then
is.
It's like you just cheated on me.
And if they tell me, it's on still.
That's why I'd rather them ask permission first, even before, because he said, if they go and do it and then they tell me, oh man, I'll be pissed. But I'll get over it. But still, I would like the permission first.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I decided in that relationship to, hey, let's do this open relationship type thing. Because I didn't want to be the one with egg on my face, everybody else knowing what's going on except for me, and they're looking at me like I'm the fool. So him going out fucking
the thing about it is, it's not like he's going to do it and not tell me, and I'm just sitting at home like Mariah Carey. Lies. No, we both make the agreement that we can, but we just don't tell each other.
Well, then that's what you can do too. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I made the
decision. But that's gonna have to be.
I wanted to know, because I may know something about this person he's having sex with that he doesn't know.
Exactly.
This person could have a reputation, and if
And if you don't,
he didn't know.
But see, the thing about it is,
because you can always but say see, no, and then they have to respect.
But see, the thing about it is, no, not really, because
no,
guess
because
what?
No,
if they say it and you tell them no, you think that's going to stop them?
I think if people
well,
want,
if they
people
respect
do
you, it.
It
does. But you know what? When I have sex with somebody, when you have sex with that other person, and I have sex with you,
mm-hmm.
it's like me having sex with them, or all the partners you ever
yeah.
had sex
mm-hmm.
with. It's just how it happens, you know.
I like that. Thomas with the big dick.
Man, you're a nasty, nasty girl.
Thomas got a big, big one. But, you know, y'all, I feel like if it was, if it was asked to me, then I feel like I would beat myself up wanting to know why.
Right.
And that's why I don't want to know. And then I would start to question myself. Am I not good enough? Am I not cute enough? Am I not sexy enough? Well, don't I do this? What am I doing wrong to make them want to act? That's why I don't want to know. Because it's not about what they're doing. It makes me start to question, what am I not doing?
Right.
Like, I don't suck that dick good. I'm not throwing that pussy in the air.
Well, some people just want a little bit of strange.
You know?
That's why I like fucking the wives. Or people with their relationships, because you know there's no commitment there. They love their family. They don't want to lose their family. You know, they love their husband. They love their children. They just want a little bit of strange. They want something different.
All right.
Okay.
It's like I guess it's like having pizza every.
But also I look at it like this as well, y'all. When it comes down to it, I've always said this: it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And if it's done right, then it shouldn't get out into the public. It shouldn't come out as no rumor to come back to you.
That's in a perfect world, though. But we know how, if the world were perfect, then everything would be peachy keen.
Right.
But somebody, one of the two people who are doing the stuff behind the other person's back,
because
is going to slip up and tell a friend.
Because my thing is, at the end of the day, if you and your partner decide that y'all want to do an open relationship, and they go and show you somebody who they think is hot, and you think that they hot, you gonna go and find somebody who gonna be hotter than your partner.
Right.
So then they gonna turn around. You see what I'm saying? That's
right.
Too much. Why not you make a rule? Hey, if you wanna do that, you go do that, but don't fuck my friends.
Well, yeah.
That's my whole thing. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, you know, we're going to have an open relationship. And the first thing come out their mouth is, well, oh, well, can I fuck you around? Because, you know, I've been checking that out. That means you didn't want me in the first place.
Right.
You wanted my round. So don't tell me, because then I have to think about me, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. Am I right? Am I wrong? So don't tell me, because I don't want to take the time out of my life to think about those things when you're not thinking about those things.
Obviously, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But if you make that agreement on the way that it should go, then it wouldn't be no extra mess. Because it'd be like this. Okay, we got the agreement that we can't fuck friends. Then when I go and have sex with Thomas, it won't be at Thomas' house around people who know you. It'll be at a hotel somewhere else where none of us live.
Right.
Where nobody knows us.
Unless you got that GPS on your phone.
You know?
Find
well,
my iPhone and people be like this, you sharing locations.
Well, see, I don't even, that's another thing. Like, I don't even play the go in the phone shit. That's bullshit to me.
I never went into my ex's phone. I never wanted to go into my ex's phone.
Mm-hmm.
Although there were a couple of times when he went into my phone. And I'm like this, I don't really care if that he went to my phone. I mean, we had the open relationship thing. There was nothing in my phone that I hid from him.
Mm-hmm.
I have tons of dick pics in my phone. Did he know about them? Yes, he did. You know, did he know how I talk to people sometimes when I'm in a certain mood? Yes, he did. So it wasn't like I was keeping anything secret.
I mean, like, my thing was, I just don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's my phone. Even though I do have an iPhone and the phone locks up all the time.
Right.
When I didn't have one, my phone didn't stay locked all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I really didn't care, because I would let anybody use my phone anyway. If you came up on the dick pic Oops, that is. It is what it is.
As far as the whole phone goes, do you think your significant other, your partner, whatever, should have your password to your phone? Or do you think your phone, like you said, is your phone, and that's your private thing, and you, what you do with your phone is your business? So do you think your ex, I mean, your, not your ex, your current boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever have you, should have your passcode to your phone? Do you think that's okay?
No, I think you should, if they ask to use your phone or ask to see your phone, you should let them. Because, you know, I have a problem with that, because I was in a relationship with this dude, and he would go in the bathroom, and he would be on his phone. And I'd be thinking he's playing video games or something. But that dude's always looking for sex, always on Craigslist. Always, and then I find out he's watching gay porn. But every time I go over there and try to talk, because we had an open door policy at our house when we went to the bathroom. I'd never shut the door, you know. I'd run around naked. But he would always, whenever I go to him, he's always at the home screen. Like, in the, like, you know, after you push the home button and you just see the apps out there.
Right.
He was always at that part in his phone. And I'm thinking, like, why is he all... I realized one day, I'm like,
well, he was
why
in the middle of something.
He was doing something. He was pushing that home screen to go back to the home screen. So whenever I'm there, I can't see what he was really doing. And he was really looking for more sex. That motherfucker is a sex addict. He couldn't even get enough of me.
Well, look, y'all, we're going to hold that thought. I see this is really getting deep. But we have another topic to talk about. So y'all stay right there and we'll be back with The Purple House. Thomas, give us that beat.
Commercial.
Oh, we had a commercial. Come on.
Oh, I gotta skip it.
Well, let it suck on to the commercial.
I was trying to get involved with the talking.
Yo, this is Thomas. You're listening to Purple House on Anchor FM.
Did like 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thrilled about doing it, but you know, I open-minded and I try to experience, you know, what I...
Right.
Well,
Not to cut you off, very awesome on the fade out, which you just did for yourself. I'm so proud of that. Just want to give you some kudos. But anyway, woo-hoo! Go ahead, continue.
He couldn't get enough of me, right? So we was always on Grindr or on Craigslist looking for
that
shit.
Big old dick.
Well, you know, I love that he was talking about how Calvin said, You want your partner to let you know that, you know, that you're going to go screw somebody else.
Right.
Well, see, I told him, I said, man, I love the man so much that you go, if I can't make you happy and please you the way that you need to be pleased, you go out and do something. Go out and find what you can please, but just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker couldn't even tell me the truth. He still go out there and wouldn't let me know. Man, I found a wallet in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he had just left, and he came home. Well, I seen on his phone, because see, he didn't have a password on, so I knew his password, whatever, I used to look on the shit. And, I seen this on there, and it says, ask this guy about, have you seen my wallet? And a dude replied back and said, did you look in the back of the Suburban? And I'm thinking, like, in the back of the Suburban? What the fuck? Why would it be in the back of the Suburban? Oh, yeah, this motherfucker done went out and then fucked around. There's only one thing you do in the back of the Suburban.
Sleep.
Talk. Why you look up at the stars?
Or suck dick.
Well, yeah, that's
true. Like, you can suck dick in the front of a Suburban.
Well, you know.
True.
You're in the back of a Suburban with another dude.
They could have been trading baseball cards.
Oh, you know what he said?
Playing dominoes.
Thank you.
Uno. I confronted the dude. You know what he said?
What?
Oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't go through with it. I couldn't do it. I just started thinking about you. I couldn't do it. You know, lies.
Right. But, y'all, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, I really feel about this whole situation. And it actually brings us into our second topic about why trust is so important. You know, trust means trusting yourself, your own judgment, and trusting others. Trust is the foundation of any relationship, you guys. Without it, the relationship can be shaky and will eventually fail. Lack of trust is the main reason relationships fall apart. So, my question to you guys is, why is trust so important in relationships?
I think it's important because, I mean, like you said, without trust in a relationship, then you really don't have a relationship. It's just pretty much two people who live together, or two people who get together every once in a while to have sex.
See, like, you guys, this was like one of the big things with me and my ex. And we had ended up some kind of way of crossing the lines of no return, that we could no longer trust each other. And I think that's why our relationship fell apart.
Okay.
Was because he felt he couldn't trust me when I went to go hang out. And I felt that I couldn't trust him because he had called the police on me one time before. So when he would like bring up things that would insinuate the police, I would tell him, well, I know you're going to call them on me, because that was something he did before we got into a relationship. Like, when I first met him, Thomas knows. When I first met him, it was a hookup on Grindr, but it was during the time of his birthday.
Okay.
He just had got out of a relationship. And one thing that I know as a person of my status or any escort services out there, that when it comes down to doing hookups, sometimes your hookups are not relating to sex. Sometimes your hookup is being relatable to that need. And at that need, it could have been something that was not sex. It could have been he needed someone to listen to him so he could vent. Or he needed someone to talk to so he could understand. And at that time, he didn't need sex. He needed a friend.
Right.
So I gave him that friend. And knowingly that because of his previous relationships, that I knew that he wasn't ready for a new relationship, at least not with me.
Right. Okay.
So upon my departure of cutting things short, thinking it would be over, he became attached and called the police to my house, to telling them that I was being held hostage against my will by my boyfriend in my own house.
Wow.
So from that point, even though after the fact of months later we did get back together, anytime he would bring up something dealing with the cops, I already knew that, hey, you don't call the cops on me anyway. And he'll say he'll never do that, but you did. So our trust level from that point had been broken with me. So anytime that I would go and do my thing, it wasn't like I would intentionally try to, you know, mess over him or anything.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit there and allow you to call the police on me due to the fact that I'm the only child. You know what I'm saying? And you're definitely not going to hurt my mom by calling the police on me. You know?
Yeah, but
so,
the dude was crazy with that. His insecurity level, he was had some insecurity issues, and the dude really, really, really was a little...
I mean, they all do. I don't know what it is about me that... And I'm not trying to stunt. You know, I'm not trying to, like, put myself... Because, Thomas, you know me. You know me. I'm not trying to put myself on no high horse or nothing, but... If I'm with you, I'm with you. I love you, I love you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that can change that but you. You know? And something about, I guess, what Thomas would say, my motherly instincts of how I treat people, they get attached to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's where the problem comes in. Is because they're attached to that light, you know what I'm saying, that shines so bright inside me, that some of them tend to, like, trip out for some strange reason, you know, because they be totally normal at first, because if they wasn't, I wouldn't get with them. And then they turn cray-cray and deranged, like Martin say on You So Crazy.
Right.
You know? But, go ahead.
Do you think that it's because of a person's past relationship?
Yes.
That they have trust issues?
Yes.
Whether it was a person cheating on them, or a person demeaning them, or a person feeding off of their insecurities and making them feel less than a person? Do you think that is the reason why some people have a hard time trusting other people?
Yeah.
Especially in a relationship?
Yeah, I mean, like my ex... You know, went through hardships. He's told me about them. And in my heart, from the things that they did him,
mm-hmm.
I would never do that to any of my exes who dogged me out worse. Thomas know a couple of them. You know, they done lied to me about, oh, they don't mess around with, like, needles and stuff. And I find needles all in their bags and shit like that, which my thing is, hey, keep it real. You don't have to lie, Craig, you know? But the thing about it is that, you know, like I said from the beginning of our convo tonight, you guys, you got to know who you are.
Right.
You have to know what your worth is out here. Because at the end of the day, not only will your friends test your worth, your partners test your worth, your families test your worth, your subconscious spiritual self will test your own worth just for you to prove to yourself who you really are.
Right.
You know, people, sometimes I hear people say, you know, I don't understand how I hit rock bottom. But if you take the time out to evaluate yourself, you understand why you hit rock bottom. But the reason why you hit rock bottom was because you were so close-minded with clout that you don't see the bottom coming because you're so worried about everything else. So that's why I say, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, it's about trust. Trust has to play a big meaning in your relationship before, during, and after. You know?
Right. Some people just... Do you... As far as trust goes, let's say you were in a relationship with somebody and they're completely honest with you. You know, everything they tell you is the 100% God's honest truth. But for some reason, you still have a problem believing them. What do you do in a situation like that? What do you think you do in a situation like that?
I don't know. When I get to that point where I can't trust the person, a lot of times, it's I always think they're lying. Like, you know, I tell the people when I first meet them, I say, hey, listen, I work on the truth, man. I tell you the truth, even if it hurts. The truth does hurt, man. And sometimes you can hurt the people's feelings when you tell them the truth. But you know the truth will set you free. And
if the
person doesn't tell me the truth and I find out they're lying, then I'll always think they're lying, no matter if they're telling the truth or not. But if they come to me, I can get over them hurting my feelings by telling me the truth. Because I know they're being honest and you know.
Is this a question about it in relationships? Or is this about, like, just people in general?
Well, since we were talking about relationships, I want to say maybe.
Yeah, we got to keep on relationships.
Okay. Thomas, did you get a chance to meet Zumo?
Zumo?
Yeah.
Not the Zumo that, not Mr. Jay Zumo.
Yeah.
But the other, the P Zumo.
Okay.
Crazy man, gun shooting, slanging.
No.
I saved this girl.
Well, like,
that's another story from the
like day. One of the guys that I dated, I was with him for 2 years. I don't know,
look like
2 years is about max.
That's
but,
what I was just about to say.
But when I first met him, I was successful. I was still bartending. I was making good money. You know, I had my house that my grandmother left me. You know, I even had a car. I met this guy, and I knew him from the quarters, from the French quarters and everything from growing up. And I did not want him because he worked at the strip club. Okay? Years later, we meet again, and we decide to date.
Okay.
He told me that, you know, I guess he told me that he was a partner investor in an upcoming business that dealt with restaurants or the food industry or whatever, and he was a partner. Okay. He invested $125,000 into this business, and he was part owner. Okay. When I brought him to work and went back to pick him up, he was not part owner. He was a cook. He was not part owner. He worked for his friend. Which means that this whole time, he started our relationship based on a lie.
Yeah.
Okay?
So did that make you second guess every single thing that he told you? If the beginning of your relationship, he wasn't truthful.
I looked past it.
Okay.
I did look past it because, you know, like, I thought to myself at that time, okay, well, he's trying to impress me because he think I got it all and I got it like that, you know. But hey, I was blessed, you know what I'm saying? And right. I won't take away from that. If it wasn't for my family, I wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, those things that I had at the time, you know, because of my love and my family's love. He got a chance to partake in those things. Which means that, hey, even though I know you tried to be something at this time that you wasn't, I'll work with you to show you that in spite of all, I still love you. But
did
it change? Hell to the no. We turned around. I did everything for him. I got him a job at Commander's Palace, which is one of the most exclusive restaurants in New Orleans.
What's the name of it?
Commander's Palace, over down Washington Avenue. He worked over there for a month, and I got my friends who I bartended to hire him now. Well, he turned around, told the managers there that he came home and told me he got fired because he almost got into a fight like a month later. Well, I found out from the managers that that wasn't true. He got smart with the managers and told the managers he didn't have to work. His girlfriend would take care of him. His two checks that was supposed to be meant for the bills, and he got some left because I didn't believe in him paying all the bills, I would pay half. Uh-huh. He bought a sex site when you can watch porn for free. And not only did it take his first check, it took his second check as well.
So he used his money to have a subscription to some porn site.
Then he turned around. Also, I had got for the house a PS4. Turned around and found out that he was talking to this girl whom we argued about for days, and he swore that was just his friend and all this shit, until when me and him finally broke up, he decided that he was going to go to Washington State to get a job and better himself, right?
Okay.
Wrong. Because, come to find out, Washington State was where the girl who we fussed about for 7 months after was the girl he was going to move in with, and her boyfriend didn't know who he was to her.
Wow.
And took him in as a roommate, and when he found out, kicked him out on the streets. Now, the thing about it is, because when you do good, mm-hmm. it comes back to you. And when you do bad, it comes back to you as well. So he turned around, and when the guy found out in Washington State that they were not just friends, that they were fucking, he didn't kick his girlfriend out. He kicked him out. And he also found out that he contracted HIV.
Oh my God.
From her after me. Which means I didn't give it to him. He got it from her.
Wow.
Had to turn around and get money from one of these places. I don't know if it was like, I don't know if it was Salvation Army or whatever, to get a bus ticket to come to New Orleans. And guess who he had to call?
You.
Me. Because his own parents would not pick him up from the bus stop. And you know what else? Neither did I. And the motherfucker had to walk to my house and knock at the door. And me being the person that I am, I told him to come inside, call his mom, and tell her to come get him.
Well, I think, like you said, his parents wouldn't do anything for him. And I think that's should tell you something about a level of trust. If your parents, who birthed you, who are, you know, said they would be there for you, if they won't lift a finger to help you, somewhere down the line, you lost their trust.
Right.
So if you lose your parents' trust, then that's something that'll make you, I guess, second guess. And, why don't your parents trust you? Why won't your parents help you?
Right.
It make you wonder, and you know.
But the thing about it, what blew my mind was that his family, not my recent ex, but his family loved me. Oh, I went to go buy the baby new clothes, and you know, I went to go and sit with the sisters, and the sisters loved me, and we did hair, and we talked, laughed, and joked, and his mom and dad loved me, and you know, it was the bomb. But when it came down to him, they would do very, very little for him. And I can't say that. I can't say that because I don't know if they would have done more for him.
Right.
But I know what my mama do for me. And it ain't comparing. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like if you can't be real with yourself, then you're going to ever be known for being exactly the liar, the deceiver, and everything that you have been showing to the whole world. Right. Once a tiger reveals his stripes, baby, it never changes.
That's true.
You know? And that was one of the things. So at the end of the day, you know why they would always be known as a lie? Because that's what they did in your face the whole time y'all were together. Lie.
Yep.
So when every time he would come by me or whatever and come see me, you know, back in those days when I did want to try to like fool around protectively, I should say, because he was my ex. I could tell when he would lie because I know his quirks. The high-pitched voice with the laugh at the end. Oh, you know how he do nothing tell, like that. Hey,
some
dude, you are whack. Don't even come at me with that. And then it got to the point he stole my rings that I bought from Wish.com for like $3. And he took them and went proposed to his new girlfriend while they were homeless.
What? Now,
and I found a ring, one of the rings in a bag, and I kept it. I said, well, one of y'all just gonna get married, right? Because this is too bad. I said, give me mine, it's bad. But anyway,
there's a lot I can deal with in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
One thing I can't deal with is somebody who steals. If you steal from me, I don't care. Our relationship could have been perfect. In my eyes, it could have been perfect. But if you steal from me, it's out the window.
All right, but y'all, we're going to hold that thought with the stealing, and we'll be right back with the Purple House. Thomas, give us that music. As the ice falls in the glass.
Did you see on the wrong side? In the bad vibe, and you're contagious. What's the latest? Speak your heart, don't bite your tongue.
Hey, this is your man Gator, and you're listening to the Purple House on Anchor FM. You already know.
All right, you guys, we are back with the Purple House. I got the panel here. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
All right, y'all. We got Thomas, Donna, DJ, 1, 2, 3s, and 4s. And we got the sleepy headhunter, Gator. He is totally passed out, y'all. He is wore out. Also, we got our advisor to the stars, Calvin. How are you doing this morning?
I am absolutely fantastic.
That's great, y'all. We were talking about, so far, we're talking about, like, trust. And I wanted to know, like, what are your signs that would let you know that you're dealing with a person that you can trust? That you can trust.
Some of the things that will let you know, everything they do is, I mean, if they say they're going to do something, they do it.
You know, they're always truthful. They're always, you know,
I don't know. I mean, my thing is they're always telling you the truth.
And they give you no reason to doubt that what they're saying is anything but
consistency.
Truth. Yes.
Consistency. That's a good one. They do say that in this little passage about the signs that show a dead giveaway when you're dealing with a person that you can trust. And one of those are consistency. Mm. You have to be consistent. Somebody, if you say you're going to be there, be there. That's what's up.
Somebody told me that everybody has a routine. And as soon as somebody does something that diverts from that routine, that's a cause for concern.
My story of Andy and the apples.
Consistency. Uh-huh. If they're consistent and all of a sudden they're not consistent, that's when you need to stay.
What about you, Thomas? What are signs that you know when you feel that you can actually trust someone?
Oh, when they can tell me something that I would get upset about, and they know that something's mm-hmm. serious,
truthful,
you know, and that's what I'd be looking for, because I know a lot of people be lying. You gotta read between lines sometimes, you know. Body language is everything.
Right. I totally feel that, you know. And one thing also, like with me, I like. To someone who can show gratitude
mm-hmm.
is a good sign for me to see that they're like trustworthy. You know what I'm saying? Not always wanting to like take all the time, but when you do give to them, they're grateful that you've given to them. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, if you don't want to give, you really don't have to give. And we do have people who are uncheerful givers, which God doesn't like uncheerful givers. He loves cheerful givers. When you give from your heart. But then it works on the other spectrum that you have to be able to accept it with a clean heart. You know, so I think gratitude in minds play something really, really strong. A couple of them also that I've seen was they show compassion and humility.
Yeah. And some people, but before I get into compassion and humility, gratitude. Some people don't know how to show gratitude because they're so used to getting their way that they have a sense of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
That you're supposed to do this for me because of who I am. You're supposed to do that for me. So some people don't know gratitude. Some people have no idea how to grasp that concept.
Right. You want to add on to that, Thomas?
Well, you're true about that. Not a lot of people have gratitude. And they think about themselves.
Like one thing I can say,
they don't have no shame in their game.
Right.
They,
one thing I can say about Thomas, as hard as Thomas put himself up to be, with that big old dick, he still is so soft as a teddy bear to me.
But I can only he's so
grateful at the same time. Like Thomas, anytime I give Thomas always tells me thank you. He always asks me. He's not over the top.com about shit with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like even when he's upset, he can calm down and, like, talk to me. And you know, Thomas is not like that with everybody.
No, I'm not.
You know?
I'm one of the very few that...
Well, hopefully I'll get to that point one of these days.
I know, because I'm saying, like, that big old dick ain't nothing nice. It was, like, on my shoulder, like a parakeet.
Oh, earlier today?
Yeah.
You got teabag, girl.
But hopefully I'll get that teabag, too.
Uh-oh. I hope it's Lipton.
Calvin.
Right? Calvin about to become our Blanche Devereaux to the stars. But, you know, another sign, y'all, is they respect boundaries.
Right.
One thing that I know, like, with all of you guys here at the house, is that I do not come in y'all rooms until I am invited into y'all rooms.
It's funny you said that, because I always stand on the outskirts of everybody's room and say, mm-hmm. come on in. That's just how I am. You know, my mom, my grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never room. Went in the rooms.
I always stand at the right there in the doorway.
Right. Like even with me going to like my friends' houses, once they invite me in, I'm in their front room. I don't move until I hear them say, come on. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to, like, just go walk in and then, you know, they might be doing, like,
wheelbarrows. I know what happens behind closed doors. You know, I stay away out of my parents' room.
When I first moved down here from D.C., the guy I came down with, he would have people over the house and they would be in his room. And I would come out of my bedroom and then I would hear them, you know, laughing and stuff. And I said, okay, well, let me go see what's going on. And mm-hmm. what would I do? I would stand right there in that threshold. I wouldn't go into that room until he would say, come on, Calvin, stop lingering in the doorway. Come on in here. If you're going to come in, come in. And that right there was like the indication that, okay,
well,
they wanted me to be a part of the fun.
Shit, if Thomas ain't going in the room, Thomas is standing by the door and listen.
Yeah, but I hear sex all the time, man.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's the fourth dimension I'm hearing. I just don't see him. Or somebody's somewhere, they fucking or they just playing porn.
Somebody's always having sex
somewhere.
Right. There's somebody having sex somewhere. I'm telling you right now, somebody's eating some pussy and sucking some dick.
Respectfully.
DP. Ooh, that's Tracy's favorite.
Yep, DP.
DP.
Now, y'all, I don't know about this one. You know, this kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. And I think like Thomas kind of like installed this into my head. One of the signs they say is a good giveaway that you can trust someone is that they're relaxed. And so are you.
Right.
Now, I don't know about that.
Well, no. Some people
because, like Thomas told me, sometimes he says, why are they so nice?
Some people are just genuinely nice like that. Like, for
me.
Some people say, oh my gosh, it's too good to be true. I'm a very nice person. I take a lot from people, but it also takes a lot for me to get pissed off. And when I get pissed off, hell hath no fury. But
yeah, I click out very, very few.
Yeah, I have a short fuse.
You click out. Nice no, I said very, very few. And you're going to say, yeah, you have a short fuse.
Oh,
you
click fuse.
Out at the
I'm
drop
like a
of a.
I'm
yeah,
like a
shit.
Look at how a teakettle works.
You
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it gets hot and then it gets loud.
You
and
is short fuse bound.
And then it doesn't stop being loud until the heat gets off of it.
You it's like what was that on the Mario Brothers when they throw the little bomb and the bomb be chasing you, but for it have the short fuse and right when it take them four little steps it start blanking like light and dark and then it'll blow up. That's Thomas, you know shit. But like I said y'all, I don't think that relaxed situation is one of my key lookouts for someone that I can trust because maybe they relax because they're trying to pull a okie doke
on. It depends on the person. I mean, if you know the person well enough, then you can gauge when them being calm is just them being calm and them just being nice. But mm-hmm. if it's a stranger, somebody you're just meeting for the first time, of course that's going to be like, why is this person so nice? What do they want from me? Do they have an ulterior motive?
Right.
You know?
Right. You know, I used to think people would just totally be friend, but sometimes you have to think about why they want to be so friendly, you know? And that was like my big thing that...
They don't have friends.
Right.
And they need that friend.
Another one that's a great one that I think, y'all, is they confide in you.
Okay. I'm definitely a person that people confide in. I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
Well, like when
to
a
show
friend,
a sign,
like
to show a sign of trust.
Like when a hot sexy girl needs to have a friend, like how to be a friend with a fat girl.
Yeah.
Look good or something.
I guess.
You know how them girls? They always got that fat ugly girl with them all the time. Not all the time, but you know they got that one friend. It's like.
I think that means like say for instance. You trust Tracy.
Like, yeah,
you trust
Tracy secrets.
You would go to her to confide in her. You know, if someone's pissing you off or something's bothering you, you wouldn't go to, let's say, Gator. You wouldn't come to me. You wouldn't go to other people. But you would go to Tracy because Tracy has given you every indication that she can be trusted. She's never given you a reason to think that she can't. You know, she's never... Yeah, she's pretty much, she's never done anything to make you doubt that she's a good person to trust.
Oh, like, now these three, I think, are really, really good signs.
Okay.
They are not materialistic mm-hmm. or desperate for money.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great sign.
How many of us can say that we know people like that, though?
I think that person is me.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the finer things in life. I think we all do. But those things don't really mean anything to me.
Right.
Like, if someone asks me if I got a dollar, it could be my last dollar, and I don't need that dollar right then and there. I'm going to give them that last dollar.
Yeah, like me, I'm a subconscious giver.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And when I say that, if it's my last $5, and you walk up to me and say, hey, I need $5, before I even think that it's my last $5, I'd be done gave it. You know?
Without any expectation. They better give me that back.
Right.
Now, if they don't give it back, then that's something completely different.
Right.
But I don't expect it.
Another one is they are right a lot.
They're right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
I'm not right a lot of times.
Well, that's interesting. They're right most of the time. What do they mean? Like, I guess just...
Because trustworthy people value truth. Okay. They are willing to do their homework. They do the research that leads to the variable conclusion. So they have a track record of having the right answers.
Can I say... I'm going to share something. Like, my ex...
Mm-hmm.
I'm back on him again. My ex, we would always have these so-called threesomes or whatever. And he would do a lot of talking, but he never really listened to the other person.
Right.
Whereas me, I'm in the corner on my phone, seemingly oblivious to everything, but I'm listening to everything. I'm taking it all in. I'm recording everything in my mind, you know, and I would tell him something, you know, that at that particular time, he wouldn't agree with. He would think it's just me being me or whatever.
Right, right.
But then later on down the line, he's like, you know what? You were right. Mm-hmm. Because, you know why? Because I listen. Sometimes you have to do that. You have to listen. Do your homework, like you said.
Another one also that y'all triggered me was they skip water cooler gossip. In other words, they are not for that drama that he says, she says, and all that other type of BS.
Oh, man.
I think
that sounds like me. Man, all this stuff you say, oh, man.
I think that, to a certain degree, everybody likes a little gossip.
Nah, I don't really.
No. Maybe I'm saying that wrong. Maybe.
When you knocking at my door
everybody gossips.
In the morning and waking me up trying to say, man, get this. You better tell Tracy. I love this girl, man. I'm going to lose her over some dumb shit.
Everybody.
Man, why you had to jump to it like that?
Because that dude retarded, man.
I think everybody gossips from time to time, whether they do it intentionally or unintentionally. But it depends on what kind of gossip is. There's good gossip, and then there's bad gossip. Bad gossip is when, in my opinion, is when you're tearing somebody down. You're telling somebody a secret that they didn't want you to tell. Good gossip, I think, is if you're going, Tracy is this, she's great, you know, she did this, she did that, she did that. If you're saying something positive about a person without that person knowing. Behind their back, but it's not really behind their back because, but you feel me?
Well, I know, I got these two friends, right, and they're a couple, husband and husband or whatever. I'll sit there and I'll talk about the other person and I'll talk about them good, and the husband says, don't talk about him. Don't be talking about him. Like, it's like I'm talking bad about him. Like, it's like I'm talking about him, but I'm saying nothing but good things, you know? It's like, I don't know. I don't know where I was going at that. I fucked up.
I know. I feel where you're coming from. And that's one of the signs also of knowing someone who is trustworthy. They say that they are there for you and others.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, you know, even though you're saying those good things, you're putting yourself second to put them first.
Right.
Another one that kind of caught me off guard was, and this is kind of true, and I do it with everybody in this house, they know who they are connected to, and they'll try to connect with you. And one thing that I try to do with each and every one of y'all on like an individual basis is to get to know you for you, not off of what someone else says or anything like that, you know, which is totally cool. And y'all, I think we totally reached the end of our show.
Already,
y'all, that was just really, really good. One thing, yeah, you can let the music play, but I wanted to say, before we get off here, wait, let me make sure I find it.
Yeah, get to it, Tracy, get to it. I got to go. I got to get to the casino.
Okay, you guys, trusting someone means that you think they are reliable. You have confidence in them. You feel safe with them, physically and emotionally. Trust is something that two people in a relationship can build together when they decide to treat each other with respect and love. And that's what we're going to close out with, y'all, today. Make sure y'all treat people with respect and love, and that trust will totally build. So before we roll out of here, Calvin, my love, who would you like to give a shout out to and let the audience know where they could reach you?
As always, I want to give a shout out to my family back home in D.C.
D.C.
our nation's capital. And I can be reached on my Twitter. It's at joiedeve79. That's at joiedeve underscore 79. Or on my Facebook, C. Nathaniel Harris.
That's what's up. And DJ Tom Tom, where can the people reach your big dick ass?
You can always find me at the casino. And you can give me
you always say the casino. You never say what casino.
Well, hell, y'all know I'm in New Orleans. I'm going to Harris. It's always Harris.
And Harris.
Or
all
any
right.
Fucking casino like that, it matter. But Harris is the main one.
You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Oh, I give shout out to Tiva. Wherever you at, girl, man.
Tiva, where you at? Where you at?
You keep hustling.
And y'all know me, y'all. This is Tracy Alexander. Y'all can reach me on Facebook, Tracy Alexander. Instagram, Tracy the Sex Kitten. Or equal to none on equal to none on Twitter. Or definitely, y'all, check out my store on equaltonone.com. That is equaltonone504.com, y'all. Gator would give a shout out to Sadie, but unfortunately, Sadie, he's passed out at the moment.
He's in the swamp.
But, y'all, we're going to be signing out. Thank y'all for listening to the Purple House. Thomas, run that track.
You're a world away, somewhere in the crowd.
I think y'all did good with this.
In a foreign like, it went place. Over. Are you happy now?
Tonight was nothing definitely over. I'm so say. Proud. That was good, Thomas.
So I shut my
I'm proud of you, bro.
So won't you tell me, babe? Are you happy now? You're the only
why
one
I got the squeaky ass chair. The whole thing
just... I'm going to roll that down like a big kid. Give me my day.
Go ahead.